The following is a production of Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Management. For more information about Owen, please visit owen.vanderbilt.edu.
Hi, this is Lisa DuBois for the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. Today I'm speaking with Professor Ray Friedman, Brownlee O'Curry Professor of Management. Professor Friedman is a leading investigator of racial differences in reaction to perceived or actual injustices in the workplace. Most recently, he has been examining these racial differences in response to behavioral integrity, which is defined as consistency between action and words. He wanted to find out whether, in comparison to people of other racial backgrounds, black employees would be more sensitive to and angry about incidences where managers showed low behavioral integrity. In fact, he found that was indeed the case. Among all workers, black employees were more critical of the misbehavior of their bosses and of breaches between stated ideals and day-to-day actions. Perhaps surprisingly, they felt angriest if their bosses were also black. Needless to say, the results of this study have important implications for company executives who are trying to establish a positive corporate culture in their businesses. Welcome, Professor Friedman. I'm really interested in this topic of behavioral integrity. Can you tell me a little bit more about exactly what it means, what you mean by behavioral integrity in the workplace?
Behavioral integrity is when someone acts in a way that's consistent with the way they speak. People notice very much whether someone says one thing but then really does something different, and they don't like it very much. People may have inconsistency between their words and their actions for many reasons. And some of it might be a cynical kind of effort to try and trick people, but just as often it may be a case where corporate structure hasn't kept up with policies. It may be that there's fads and fashions that a company is trying to move towards some new way of managing, and the policies haven't kept up with the new ideas. So they really do one thing even though their ideas are expressing some other goal. Or it could be that a manager in a room has one set of constituents and another set, and they're saying slightly different things to those different sets of constituents. So there's lots of reasons why most managers aren't really pure on always doing exactly what they say. It's really hard to do consistently all the time, but it's important to do as much as you can.
And when you have a group of racially diverse employees, you would expect some to be more sensitive than others to slights.
Right. I mean, what we expected is that for black employees in particular, there's a history in the United States where they've been told one thing and another thing has actually been done. And it may make them very sensitive to any inconsistency between words and actions. So historically, the kind of things that matter would be the Tuskegee experiments, where black farmers were told that they were being treated for a disease, but in fact, it was not real medicine. The government was running those programs, and after people learned of what was going on, blacks became very skeptical of any claims the government would make. Can we actually believe that what they're saying is what they would do? There were other cases of corporate America, Xerox in the 70s saying great things about its commitment to help the black community, while at the same time, some managers in Xerox were paying black employees less than whites for the same jobs. So there are reasons, quite rational reasons, for black employees to be much more suspicious about whether claims made are really the way people will act.
So they come into the job with a sensitivity that managers need to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that most managers are not pure, that most managers are neither always completely awful in terms of word action consistency or completely great. So there's some room for interpretation. So there may, for most managers, they do things which could rub people the wrong way or maybe not. The odds are that if you leave an opening for someone to see word action inconsistency, black employees are more likely to see it than white employees.
And what are the effects if they do see it?
Our study looks at the ways in which low behavioral integrity caused all employees to have less job satisfaction, to have higher desire to leave the company, to have less trust in managers. And we also looked at whether those dynamics were especially strong for Black employees. And indeed, we found that to the degree that Black employees had any lower job satisfaction, that is explained by higher concern for behavioral integrity. So behavioral integrity really accounts for a lot of Black-white differences in important job outcomes, like satisfaction, loyalty, intention to leave the company.
And you found that there was a trickle-down effect, I understand?
Yeah, we found that one factor that influences whether an employee sees a boss as being low in behavioral integrity is if that boss, in turn, sees his or her boss as being low in behavioral integrity. So really, it turns out that the very top manager's actions, or word-action inconsistency, flows down to the middle manager, and then that flows down to line employees. So it doesn't just stay at the very top of a company, it trickles down throughout the company.
What about Black managers? What are employees' response to them?
Well, Black employees are especially critical, it turns out, of Black managers. We began our study thinking that Black employees would be much more forgiving of Black managers. It turns out, probably because the expectations are higher for how they'll be treated, that they're much more critical of Black managers than our white employees.
But that's typical of any group that's a subgroup, that they might respond in the same way to a manager who is showing low behavioral integrity and is of their group.
Yeah, people tend to be biased in favor of others who are like them, except if they see that person acting badly, then they're often more critical. So sometimes, this, you know, your own child, you probably have biases to make them seem better than other kids, but when they act badly, maybe you are much more worried about those actions.
Where are you going to take this research? What happens next?
Well, one of the next things we're looking at is how behavioral integrity works in Asian cultures. The insight we have here is that while word action inconsistency is generally a problem, in some cultures the spoken word is not taken quite as literally as it is in the United States. In many Asian cultures, people look at what's said and they read it into the context of the words. Someone may say yes when really they mean no, and it's expected that you understand that. So the actual word deed consistency may not in fact have the same kind of impact.
Well, given that managers and corporate executives are working with a wide, diverse range of employees now, many of them are, what would you say would be some of the lessons or some of the information that they can take away from this research?
Well, I think as the employee base gets more diverse, they need to be aware that something which may come off as being innocuous to you may be seen as problematic for Black employees. Their sensitivities and an awareness of past behaviors by powerful people in this country that may make them more sensitive to some word deed inconsistencies. That's one factor to take to be aware of. The other is that just generally, what happens in the executive suites is likely to influence many, many parts of the organization. This trickle-down effect we found shows that top executives can't themselves act badly and think that their line employees will act well. If you want those line employees to act in a way which is ethical and appropriate, you have to do that at the very top of the organization.
Thank you very much, Professor Friedman. For the Vanderbilt Owen School of Management, this is Lisa Du Bois. The faculty of the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School offer timely, relevant business insights and advice through Owen Intelligence. To subscribe or view past issues, visit owen@vanderbilt.edu.